Welcome to our brief practice of self-compassion. So first get comfortable. Settle into a centering, present posture, wriggling about if you need, just so you can breathe easily and deeply, feeling uplifted in the process. So now purge your breath by sipping it in through your lips, squeezing the pelvic floor and pressing it out. And now let's hold it out for a few seconds. 3, 2, 1. And then sip in again. Squeezing it out now. And holding it out. 3, 2, 1. Sipping it in one more time. Pause, then squeeze the breath out from your pelvic floor, holding it out. 3, 2, 1. Okay, so with your breath a little clearer now, let's let your body find its natural breath rhythm. And once again, make the sensation of breath in your body your home base. As you attune to how it feels to be breathing right now, you may feel a little constriction or tightness. And alongside, there may be a comforting side to your breath. So once again, lean into that comforting side. Remember the reassuring part of your breath, the pleasant sensation. And let that sensation draw your awareness into your body as you inhale. Give yourself permission to unplug from your world, even your hopes and fears about others. Stay with your breathing body right now. Okay, now with your mind a little more present, attention a little more centered, again, let's turn the light of awareness back on itself, moving through what's on your mind to the lighter, more spacious field of awareness. And now try to immerse yourself as much as you can in that field, so you can rest free and clear, letting all the habitual stuff in your mind just flow by. So in this way, as you clear your mind like a lab or workspace, it's time to mindfully re-engage your experience. Since most of our lives and stresses revolve around relationships, close, neutral, and far, please invite into your mind's eye a loved one to the left, an acquaintance in the middle, and a challenger to the right. Okay, now let's turn to your loved one on the left and notice the warmth you feel. It may be a little tinged with fear or clinging. Now look to the acquaintance right in front of you. Notice if you're spacing out a bit and how that might wall you off or shut you down. Now turn to your challenger to the right and notice the irritation you feel, maybe stinging with some feelings of anger or threat. So with that check-in with your complicated social world, the different kinds of relationships you face every day, let's turn the light of awareness back onto yourself. All right, let's try to trace the stressful emotions that came up to their roots, to the childhood fear that your life depends on loved ones. And try to accept that fear without shame or blame, as one we all share in our common humanity, reassuring your inner child that you're capable now. Next, turn to the acquaintance and trace any shutdown you feel in his or her presence back to your cocooned inner child, the little one who shies away, feeling too small to face the world. Accepting that myopic sense as part of our common humanity. Remind your inner child that you're big enough now to take in all the people who make your life possible and adopt them into your extended human family. Finally, turn to the challenger on the right and try to trace the aversion you feel to the common human sense of inadequacy we all feel in the face of adversity. Encourage your inner child to wake up to your power, your ability to meet even hard interactions with skill and grace. Okay, now try to step back from all these different kinds of interactions and stresses and own any boost you might feel in your basic sense of inner security, openness, or confidence. And as you turn your mind back from yourself to the three figures you invited, try to see that boost of positive energy touching your loved one as a stronger love, your acquaintance as a deeper common humanity, and your challenger as a greater mutual respect. Okay, now take a step back again and try to take that in, reflect on your life, the many relationships that cause you stress. Think how much easier your day would be if you could bring mature self-compassion to heal and repair your own inner child. Now let the difficult and neutral person go back to their homes. And once again, invite your loved one to melt into your heart as a kind of beam of light. Ask your loved one to be there for you and to reassure your traumatic self always, no matter how strained your social life gets. Now, when you're ready, slowly return to find your breath. Feel your way back into your body, back to your outer physical form. Feel your cushion or chair, the air on your skin, the room. And at your own pace, open your eyes, setting an intention to practice self-compassion whenever you need to bring greater stability and care into the many kinds of interaction you face through all the ups and downs of your daily life.